Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Joanne. Let's give Joanne a big hand clap. And the worship team. Praise and group. Thank you so much. May God bless you. Hallelujah. Yes, talking about what happened, in the week. Yesterday I thought about Hillary's sermons, the last two, about spiritual warfare. Okay. And I was like, wait a minute. Okay. Hillary, his messages could have been prophetic as far as what happened is concerned. Okay. Yes. He told us, we do not fight against flesh and blood. Yeah. However, though we know, whatever is spiritual, but the enemy still uses humans. And, humans have to be dealt with, who have connived with, So I thought about it and I was like, wait a minute, The last two Sundays could have been, preparing us for that. And, probably also to help us to be on the right side of the argument, if I should say. Yeah, glory be to God. Yes, Wednesday, when all that began, I was in Unsasa, where we are building. So, yes, I'd gone there. Then I always walk, also exercising. I walk, And so I get into my car. Then I reach somewhere. It's chaos, on the road. Okay, anyway, to cut a long story short, I ended up parking my car. I wanted to park it at the site, at our building site, but I was like, the builders, I'm not sure what they can do. Okay? So I decided to drive to Dennis's place, parked it there, because I realized the people were working, all was well, you understand? Eh? But cars couldn't, what? Yeah, there was fires on all that Kira Bolindo Road, So I parked and I walked home. And it was good as I walked. I was praying, which I wouldn't have done if I was in the car. Yeah, so I kept my car there for 2 days. All right. For two what? For 2 days. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yeah, God is good. Eh? Yeah, this thing is spiritual. Eh? I hope you know that. Eh? It is spiritual. And, there's something, it is a whole demonic thing. Eh? Okay. Just make sure that, you are on the right side of the argument, you're in the will of God. But that's not to say that the side which is in God's will is doing everything right. Eh? So as you point out what's wrong is being done, better make sure that you're not energizing the enemy and those who are conniving with him. You see, if you can't do that well, then just shut up, okay? Yes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, on Friday, I went to bed thinking, and I'd prepared scriptures about giving and tithing. All right? That's what I was preparing to what? To tell you. Glory be to God. Yes, I thought, I was going. So I prepared scriptures so that Saturday morning and Saturday I can organize them Bulungi. All right? So that I can come and tell you that. So when I woke up at around 6, I switched on my phone, because I do all my work on the phone, all right? So Every time you see that I haven't written a word for the week, just know something happened, you know, to my phone. All my work is on the phone. So, anyway, so I woke up to continue to do my, to prepare for the sermon. And then I received a dream from someone. And I think that person had had it in the night. Not I think, yes. That person had had it in the night. And in the dream, basically, you know, they saw the Lord. Okay, the Lord had come. Okay, the second coming of the Lord, what we are waiting for. The Lord had come. All right, he was in the skies. And then this person saw him, and he was so excited. Kind of like, finally, he screamed in excitement. Okay. And then this person also, in the dream, he had an opportunity to see, you know, different places in Kampala. And there were like 20 people who were excited together with him. Okay? Now, I don't believe that in Kampala or in that area, region, which is so, there are only 20 people who are going to be raptured. But I think it just meant that compared to the number of people in the country or in that region, or compared to the number of Christians, especially in those places, there are actually very few, okay, who are going to be ready for the Lord when he returns. Okay? You know, so you realize that, you know, there were like 20 people. Now, like, you're here, and you look, Nakawa, and, where, you know, and only 20 people were screaming in excitement that finally the Lord had come. All right? And so I read the dream. I was like, hey, okay, yes, it's coming, you know, whatever. Yeah, so I continued. I went to prepare my sermon on what? Giving and tithing. Yeah, then at around midday, I decided to take a walk as I'm praying for God to organize my thoughts, my sermon, the floor. So I walked for an hour, you know. But anyway, when I began to walk and to pray, of course I began by thanking God. Then I thanked him that I'm born again. I thanked him that, you know, thank you for saving me, for delivering me from hell. I was like, God, man, hell is forever, that fire. Okay. So, but meanwhile, I'm getting ready to switch to talk about what? Giving and tithing. Okay. But as I continue to thank the Lord, thank you so much, you know, for, man, I'm not going to hell and what. For some reason, I stuck there. Okay. I tried to come back to giving. WAP zero. Okay, I failed. Then I realized that actually God wanted me to talk about his return. Glory, because I could sense that I was pulled more to that subject. Okay? And then I realized, oh, maybe that's why the dream, that person sent it to me at 5:30. So that I don't waste my time with giving and what? And tithing. Okay, so at around 1, I went back to the house. And, I began to prepare to remind you guys that Jesus is coming back. And we had better be ready. Okay, and we should help to prepare other people. All right, we're supposed to be like John the Baptist. Okay, remember John the Baptist came to prepare for the Lord's coming. And how did he do that? He told people to repent, to turn back to the Lord. Glory be to God. All right, so in these last days, okay, before Jesus comes back, before his second coming, all right, the ministry of John the Baptist, okay, is coming back, eh? And it is going to take center stage. You understand? Eh? Because the Lord does not want anyone to perish. Okay, because when the Lord comes back, okay, so he will take us home, and thereafter, eh, those who remain behind, it's going to be, in fact, in the dream, that person saw it, eh? Okay? Because after the excitement, then all of a sudden there was total darkness. And then the person knew that now, okay, it is going to start, as it's going to be bad. Glory be to God. Okay? Yes, so the Lord is coming back. Eh? And for some reason, as Joan prayed when we were opening the service, that is one of the first things she prayed about. Did you notice that? Okay? The coming of the Lord. Okay? Man, guys, Jesus is coming back soon. Eh? All right? Jesus is what? Jesus is coming back soon. Eh? Hallelujah. Once upon a time, I believed that just being born again, having, you know, if you're in Gayaza and you got saved in senior one, Giza chicks, you know, eh? It was basically, you know, eh? Done. No matter what happens, no matter what, you know, eh? Okay, but now, you know, when I open the scriptures, I don't see the Lord saying that. Okay, we must, live according to the ways of the Lord. The Bible says, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, no one will see what? The Lord. Okay, so we must walk in holiness. Amen? Glory be to God. So today, we're basically going to talk about the ministry of John the Baptist. But as I talk about it, please understand that God wants you to be part of that ministry. And that ministry is about preparing the way for the Lord. Okay, telling people, telling your friends to style up. Okay? Of course, you have to say it in a way that doesn't seem like you are looking for people's sins. What, you know, what, you know, eh? You understand, eh? You have to say it for them. But guy, my man, you know, eh? Okay? Seriously, yeah? And of course, as we do that, we also have to make sure that we ourselves are also getting prepared. Hallelujah. Okay? So, the ministry of John the Baptist. We shall begin with the birth of this gentleman. Okay? In this day and age, John the Baptist wouldn't be called a gentleman. Okay? Most of you, your definition of a gentleman is someone who's dressed well, you know, okay? But here is a guy who, I don't know, weird guy. You didn't call him a gentleman, would you? But the guy was a gentleman, amen? And then Luke chapter 1, from verse 5, it says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of the division of who? Shout, please. The division of who? Anyway, his wife was of the daughters of Aaron and her name was Elizabeth. And this couple, they were both righteous before God. The people who say that in the Old Testament, you couldn't be righteous. But here we are, okay? You remember, this is before the cross, eh? It says they were what? Righteous before God. Walking in what? All the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. And they were blameless. Okay? These scriptures are the ones which can mess you up, eh? You see, you see that these guys were blameless. Have you seen it? Okay. But they had no child, Bambi, because Elizabeth was barren and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while Zacharias was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zechariah saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel of the Lord said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John." Glory be to God. Sam, I hope you realize that your wife is actually called John. Did you know that? Yeah. Okay. Joan is just a what? A feminine, whatever. Yeah. Okay. She's called John. And you'll have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And now here comes the calling. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. Okay? Now, these guys, the Jews, at 8 years, they are circumcised. Okay? Circumcised, meaning that they enter the covenant. God is their God. Do you understand? At 8 days. Alright? Yet here it says that John is going to turn them to the Lord, their God. Meaning that, they strayed. Eh? Alright? Just like Christians today. We are children of God. But some children of God, okay, are straying, or they strayed, and God wants them to turn back to him. Do you understand? Eh? So, he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him, the Lord, in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, the disobedient children, okay, to turn them to the wisdom of the just, okay? Glory be to God. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. This was this guy's calling. Glory be to God. All right, now verse 23 to 24 of Luke chapter 1 says that so it was, as soon as the days of Zacharias' service in the temple were completed, okay, he departed to his own house. Now, after those days, his wife Elizabeth, who conceived. By the way, I didn't read all the story, but because when the angel told him that you're going to have a son, he expressed unbelief. And what happened to him? The angel said, "You shall not what? You shall not speak henceforth until this thing is what? Fulfilled." The guy didn't speak until John was born. Okay? A few days after John was born. Now, it occurred to me that, so now here you see the guy went home, can't speak. Alright? Okay? And the wife conceived. Alright? Ladies, can you imagine? Sometimes you should read the Bible. What did you do? It occurred to me, I think, this year, when I was reading the Bible. Okay? Alright? Esther, you just imagine, what? Bruce comes home, he can't speak. Okay, but then business goes on, eh? I mean, this is the Bible, man. Huh? Teddy, would you stand this, man? You know, eh? You are like, no, first to get no, what? You know, eh? You did now engage in some other what? Activity. Have you thought about that? Anyway, I've given you there. This is not a deep revelation. This is just plain reading of what? Scripture. And it, you know, glory be to God. Okay? Honestly, so this is what makes marriage a tight paper, man. You know, the guy, guy has come back home, and then what? Yeah, like some guy say he wants stuff, you know, anyway, okay. Glory be to God. So if you're preparing for marriage, okay, take this for example. Anything can happen, and God still wants you to what? To walk in righteousness. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. So it was as soon as the days of his service were completed that he departed to his own house. Now, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. Okay, she did what? She conceived. Verse 57 says that now Elizabeth's full time came for her to be delivered, okay, to give birth. And she brought forth a son. Okay, she brought forth what? A son. When her neighbors and relatives heard how the Lord had shown great mercy to her, they rejoiced with her. So it was on the eighth day that they came to circumcise a child, and they would have called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. Okay? But the mother said, no, he shall be called John. Because remember, the angel had told the father. Anyway, God wanted the kid to be called John. Glory be to God. And so the child is born, and in verse 8 it says, so the child grew and became strong in spirit and was in the deserts till the day of his manifestation to Israel. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 3. Okay? We are going to see the ministry of this young man starting. It says that now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip tetrarch of what? That one, and the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of what? Abilene, Alright. While Annas and Caiaphas were high priests, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. What was he preaching? A baptism of repentance. Repentance means to turn. Okay, you're going left. Okay, you're supposed to turn and go right. Hallelujah. So that's what he was preaching, a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill brought low. The crooked places shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of the Lord. Verse 7, then he said to the multitudes that came out to be baptized by him. Okay? What did he say to them? He said, he called them, he said, brood of vipers. Can you imagine? Bagaya bazokurokoka. This guy, was he a gentleman? Call them brood of vipers. Do you know what a brood means? It was basically like children of snakes, isn't it? Children of vipers. Okay? who want you to flee from the wrath to come? I said, you snakes, eh? Who, eh? Ani, I have a bit de ho. I'm telling you, guys have come to get saved. Just lead them in a prayer of what? Repentance. Don't start to call them brood of vipers. This guy, anyway. You wonder, do you think he was married? We don't know, eh? The Bible doesn't say. Okay? But Hillary thinks he wasn't. Okay? And many such guys can be very good husbands. Eh? Okay? You see, now, I used to wonder, eh? Soldiers, eh? Like guys who are from the bush, eh? Okay, guys fought, eh? I used to wonder whether they love their kids, eh? Okay, but guys actually do. When they are doing their work, it is soldier. But when they get with their kids and wives, somehow they are no more. Eh? Okay, I was told a story. There's a friend of mine, a girl. She was in Namagunga, and she told me that sometimes the president would go there on visiting Sunday. You know, his kids were there. And when he would get there, he would get a chair, you know, eh? And he puts his girls, eh? You know, eh? Like on his lap, man. Couldn't man sit here, you know, on he, you know, eh? No, this is a soldier man who had been 5 years in the war. Yeah, you know, so John the Baptist, eh? Now, this is his work, eh? So he had to do it the way God had, but at home, eh? For a man, the guy, what? Loved his kids, eh? The Bible says he used to eat, what? Honey and what? Locusts. Eh? So, yeah, he could have, you know, I guess, locusts and takes home to his kids. Eh? Okay. By the way, it is possible that locust there does not mean these locusts, eh? But it was a certain kind of what? Of food, which the guys who interpreted the Bible could have. But Nsenene, don't you eat Nsenene? Okay, don't you? Haven't you begun to raise your kids as what? Nsenene eaters? You understand? Anyway, but the Lord is coming back. Eh? Okay, and you are supposed to. To do what John did, eh? To warn people, eh? Okay? I'm serious, all right? Okay? So he said, brood of vipers, who want you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. Glory be to God. Yes, you got saved in P2, but now you have to bear fruits worthy of repentance. Once upon a time, I used to preach a message of Boworo Kose Chiwede. But man, that thing is not there in the Bible. Okay? You remember you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Alright? So, Lord means someone who you obey. Do you understand? And your obedience to your Lord, to your Master, is the fruits. Okay? Worthy of repentance that John was talking about. Okay, so I think when we are preaching to people, telling them to get saved, we should also explain what Lord means. You understand? Eh? It is a missing link, by the way, and it is serious. Eh? You understand? Eh? The Bible says, yeah, you know, confess the Lord Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Okay, now that Lord doesn't mean God. You understand? Eh? It means master. You understand? Eh? You know, it means master. So we should take your savior. Yeah, he died for you. He saved you for. And we stop there. But it also says, Lord, master, mukamao. Most of you are employed. Eh? You try and consistently, okay, disobey the instructions of your Lord, of your employee, you will see what will happen to you. You understand? Eh? So when you got the employment later, it's known that now, Chiwede, You understand? No. Okay, now you're supposed to obey the instructions. Eh? Glory be to God. So those are the fruits worthy of repentance. And then he says that do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. Okay, like what we say now. Eh? I am a child of Abraham. You know, the seed of Abraham, you know, eh? If you're, you know, in Christ, the seed of Abraham, you know. Okay. He said, don't start. Okay. For I said to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. So he's saying that being a child of Abraham is not enough. It is not what? Enough. I'm going to call it, you are the children of Abraham, but John, the scripture is saying that's not enough. You must walk as Abraham walked. Glory be to God. Okay? Verse 9. Very dangerous. These are scriptures, man, which are deadly. Eh? He says that, and even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Okay, by this it means that every every child of Abraham who does not bear fruit, they are going to end up in what? In fire. Okay, so now John is helping them to get ready so that they don't get into the fire. Glory be to God. And like I say, Jesus is coming back soon. And this ministry of John the Baptist has to come back. Eh? Okay? And God is bringing it back out of love. He does not delight in the death of the wicked. Okay? The wicked, those who are not saved, and his children who are wicked. Do you understand? His children who are what? Andrew said, man. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, so Elijah, by the way, the Bible says, like we read, that John came in the spirit and power of Elijah. All right? John did what? Yeah, so it was basically Elijah. And Jesus said that Elijah is coming back. All right? Let's read Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17 from verse 1. It says that now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Jesus. All right? Let's jump to verse 9. Verse 9 says that now, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man is risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? Okay? Why do they say Elijah must come first? As in, Elijah should come before you. All right? And the scribes, by the way, were right. Eh? Okay, because according to Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 to 6, it says, God had said that, behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse. Okay? So the scribes knew this and they taught that. Eh? Okay? But now these guys realize that Elijah didn't come before the Lord. Eh? So they ask him, why do the scribes say that? Eh? The Elijah who is supposed to come before you, we've just seen him at the mountain, he didn't come before you. Okay? And the Lord said that in verse 11 of Matthew 17, the Lord said that Jesus answered and said to them, indeed, Elijah is coming first. Okay, and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah has come already. All right, Elijah has what? Come already. Okay, then in verse 13 it says that then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. So was John the Baptist Jesus, or rather Elijah? In another body. Theologians. Anyway, but he said that John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. Alright? So, Jesus said, yes, Elijah actually came before me. Okay? And we have seen here, it means that it was. And then he says that, and by the way, Elijah is coming back. Elijah is doing what? He's coming back. He's coming back to do what? To do exactly what John did. To prepare the way of the Lord. Second coming. Okay? Elijah is coming back. Elijah came before the Lord. Okay? And that was John the Baptist. Alright? And he is coming back. By the way, there's going to be an individual, all right, somewhere, most probably in Israel, all right, who will be like John, who has come in the spirit and power of Elijah. Okay? And if we are to believe Esther's dream of what? 14 years, that individual must be around. Most probably the Jew, most probably. Okay, these are just my what? My thing. He must be around. He's not a kid, he's not going to be born, what? Okay. Don't think that one of you ladies in the room, okay? One day your husband will come home, guy. Tayo get one. All right? And then what? Then you conceive, and then what? Okay? By the way, John the Baptist, it wasn't, it's called what? Immaculate birth? Immaculate conception? The Catholics, eh? That's what they call it, like, Yali Tamani Mosaja. Okay? Anyway, this someone, now this guy is not, he's not a kid right now. Maybe he's a kid and he's around, whatever, 15, and by that time he'll be 29, and you know, but someone is coming. He's in the earth. Glory be to God. Okay, if we are to go by Esther's what? Esther and Elizabeth's dreams of over 20, 34, 20, 35. Glory be to God. And what is he coming to do? He's coming to tell people to repent. Hallelujah. Okay, now, God would want us to be part of that ministry. Okay, of telling our loved ones, you know, that people man, style up. Okay, stop watching the nonsense you're watching on TV. Tebi Kuyamba, those movies. Okay, stop listening to Bobby Wine's songs. Tebi Kuyamba. All right? Glory be to God. Stop cheating on your husband, rather on your wife and husband, of course. Hallelujah. Stop robbing your workers. You don't pay what? John the Baptist told the soldiers also, do not intimidate anyone. You remember? It's there. You go and read it. It's there. Don't intimidate anyone. Hallelujah. Okay? Bear fruits worthy of what? Repentance. Glory be to God. I hope you guys you remember on 20th August this year, which is a few months ago, Esther had a dream. And in this dream, you are somewhere, and you saw a man, you know, someone preaching to a crowd. And in the dream, you knew that this was John the Baptist. Okay? He was John the Baptist and he was telling people to repent. The Lord is coming. Okay? And she asked him, how many years do we have left? Okay? And he said that we have around 12 to 14 years. And in the dream, Esther was excited to realize that this is exactly what our great church, okay, believes. Hallelujah. Our what? Great church. In the dream, of course, there was no who great. So Elijah is coming back to do the ministry of John the Baptist, and God would want us to be part of that ministry. Number one, of course, it starts with us. We must bear fruit worthy of repentance. We must live holy lives. Glory be to God. Without holiness, no one is going to see the Lord. Okay? There's a preacher, very popular, and I think he's a great man of God. Okay, but these scriptures of why, you know, he twists them. Okay? Like this one, without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Okay, according to him, it means that what? If you're not holy, okay, you won't able to manifest the Lord. People won't see Jesus in you. Okay, so without my holiness, Denise won't see the Lord in me. That is his interpretation. Okay? But again, all those that deliberate, well, I think maybe for some people they are not Bambi with deliberate attempts to twist scripture, but Bambi they are sincerely deceived. You see, sincerely deceived, and the bad thing is they spread the deception. And people think, okay, people won't see the Lord in me. So what? Those are theirs. For me, I'll enjoy my life and go to heaven. I'm born again. I got saved in Smack in Senior 1. The blood of Jesus cannot do what? Nothing is what? Can overcome the blood. All right. So it is not right. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. That's why John the Baptist was telling people. And that's what he is coming back to do. Okay? That's what Elijah, the spirit of Elijah, is coming back to do. Hallelujah. Okay, now holiness doesn't, you know, when people talk about holiness, the people who, you start thinking that now like if you're a cool guy, like Samoa, all right? But would you know that Sam is called Samoa? Now you know. Yeah, I'm telling you, Samoa. Okay, that's what his what young in-laws, okay, who call him Samoa, what, you know, all right? Yeah, so now, you know, you're a cool guy, what, you know, you have dimes, what, you look cool, you have shades, you know, all those things. Now, when people are told to be holy, there's this perception that you're going to become a fake guy, what? Fake man, when if you are a young guy, you're still single, you think now chicks won't like you because now you're fake, you don't have dimes, your shoes are how, as in, you know, you're no longer a G, you know, the smart G's, you know, that's not true, and please don't behave like that, okay? People think you're going to become a zuki. You know a zuki? Zukis, Do you know a zuki? Yeah. You're the guys who want another war because you're like, we were not there when the war first. Okay? A zuki? Abazukufu, Okay? Abazukufu. You know those guys? Yeah. Women are not supposed to plait their hair. Okay? No earrings, no makeup. I go, Malala, do the things of the world, you know, Men, do you know Zukis? Men don't wear belts. Do you know that? They don't. No belts. You're supposed to be as plain as, I don't know. not built, but I saw them in a Fort Portway, Zukis, eh? Ginobino, Bintobiansi, Malala. Yeah? But those guys, man, eh? Now, if you are their child, but you are born out of wedlock, eh? Okay, now let's say Hillary is my son. I'm a Zuki, eh? So Hillary is my son, eh? All right? Then what? We are moving with, we go with him to church, eh? And we meet my fellow Zuki, Samo. All right? So, and then he doesn't know my son, eh? Then what? I'm like, you know what? To the agenda, umana wechivi. I'm telling you, umana wechivi, what as in, eh? Was born in sin. Eh? As in, that's how those guys are. Eh? All right? And the reason why you don't know them, you don't see them, it's because that movement, there's no way God was going to what? To promote it. Eh? Because it had issues, mob issues. Umana wechivi. As in, that's how those guys, you know them, eh? If you've been, especially, I think, in Western Uganda, I think, Namirembe has some, you know, eh? Okay? Maybe those guys who got saved, but they took things to some extreme, eh? How do you introduce your kid every time? Umana wechivi. I don't know how they say it, you know what? Urutoro. You know, eh? In Unyankore, what? Wichiga, what? Anyway, so, yes, eh? So don't think you're going to become fake, eh? Okay, if you become fake, you become fake on your own, eh? But don't attribute it to holiness. Do you understand, eh? Don't say, yeah, well, you know, eh? Well, you no longer laugh, what? You know, eh? I know some girls, ladies, they used to be in this church, eh? Okay? And, you know, they had that thing of not joking. And in fact, rarely, even I myself, I was somehow, anyway, I would meet them out. But these girls would rarely laugh. But they laughed a lot, Bambi. Yeah? And you know them, eh? Some of you know them. But they, no laughing, no joking. No joking. Since they're serious. You know, eh? And the interesting thing is, they wanted to get married. They were believing God for what? Men, you know. And they were not believing God for Uzuki men. They wanted nice guys, you know. Not that they told me, but I know. Eh? There's no chick who wants a fake guy, you know. Okay? So these chicks, Teva say car. Okay? Your sister had, you know them, eh? Your sister had kind of joined them, but somehow, eh? The spirit who couldn't let her real what? Connect. You know them, eh? Do you know, Tebaseka? No laughing. You know, eh? But interestingly, one of them would do more makeup, you know, eh? So you see now, it's just a contradiction, eh? You know, eh? And so don't worry that you're going to become fake. Eh? God is not saying what? Stop plaiting your hair, guys, stop being cool. Eh? These days, guys are supposed to be hot, eh? Yeah? In our days, it was cool guys. These days, it is hot guys, you know, eh? You understand, eh? Yeah, God is not saying that, eh? He's just saying that what? Walk in holiness, okay? Hallelujah. Drive your nice car, eh? Okay, but don't mess yourself up. You understand? And get out of your car feeling nice, eh? Hallelujah. Eh? Okay, if you want to bounce, you bounce, you know, eh? You know, some more, you know, eh? Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, you see, you are not there, you know, in 86. Yeah, but, when was it? Anyway, you guys, eh? You just see me here, eh? But I always tell you, I was very handsome, eh? Okay. Oh, they have. Now, there was a lady, a girl, which was friends to my older sisters. Okay. And she used to like me from when I was in P7. Eh? Not a funny liking. Eh? You know, she was much older than me. So she was this young boy. And, wow, very cute. And she grew up, I think, in that westernized way. She was the kind who would even pick, you know, she, oh, wow, you know, like, and she was a Mtoro at that, and, you know, Batoro, eh? Oh, Charlie, mwah, you know, eh? Oh, boy, Joe. But, man, there are some guys who are stupid, eh? I remember when my father passed away. Okay, so the service is called the what service? Yeah, funeral, whatever you call it. So it was at St. Andrew's, Bukoto. So now some funny reverend, I don't even know who brought him. I think he was the one who led the service, and I think he's the one who preached. Now, when the guy's time came to who preached, he said, oh, man, but all are very nice people. They are great lovers. No, this is how the Shikai is, what? He's speaking at someone's death. And, of course, for most people, when you talk about lovers, you know, this is, you know, and there's that bit about Batoro, which I don't know if it's true, but there's even a saying, okay? you know it, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know if it's true, I don't know, but usually some things is, there's usually some truth to them. Then this reverend say, wow, great lovers. Okay? But where were we? Be holy, yes, holiness. Holiness, okay? Glory be to God. Okay, holiness. You can be the most beautiful woman, but when you're holy, and people can see, you understand, that man, that chick is holy. You know, Okay? You know those things that say, hey, that beautiful chick. Why is she saved? She's not saved. Look, she's not saved. Don't you see? You understand? But this thing where people man say that, then people can say, that is the only beautiful, saved, beautiful woman or beautiful, saved woman that I know. I had a roommate at the university. He was a Muslim, and we used to do funny things with him. Then I got saved in second year. But so this guy, he told me once, he says that for him, he doesn't believe that there's any girl who's born again. She says, tell me. Okay? And now my fellow sisters in the fellowship, some of them were on the guy's case. Do you understand? So the guy was like, Mose, for you, I know you are born again because we were together with you. Okay? But then say you're born again, but you, those girls, my fellowship, okay? And I believed him, I think, at that time, but now I don't. Okay? There are many girls who are saved. Glory be to God. Okay, like the whole of this LAT. Hallelujah. So, holiness. Glory be to God. And Elijah is coming back to do the ministry, to do what John the Baptist did. Calling people to what? To repentance. For without holiness, no one will see the Lord. The axe is already, it's laid at the root of the trees. Every tree that doesn't bear good fruit, it is going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. Hallelujah. Okay? Revelation chapter 11. Okay, we're going to see Elijah back on the scene. Okay, during the tribulation, which is a few years from now. I hope you know that. Okay, now it says that in Revelation chapter 11 from verse 3, it says, God says that I will give power to my two witnesses. Okay? I believe that one of these witnesses is Elijah. Number one, because the Lord said, Malachi said, Elijah has to come back before the great day, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Okay? So now he says that I'll give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. And if anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. Okay? You bring on them violence, they will answer by what? Violence. There's a president of an East African nation who told guys one time that we are the masters of violence. You bring violence, okay, we are going to respond with greater violence. So this is what these guys also do. You try to harm them, fire comes what? From their mouth and devours their enemies. Okay, remember, one time Elijah called fire on people. Okay, they wanted, the king says come. Okay, it was a command and 50 men. The king says, come, you know. Then the guy says, if I'm a man of God, let fire come. And, you know, and fire came and burnt them. Okay? Then the king sent another group, a commander and 50 men. Say, the king says, come. Okay? The guy says, if I'm a man of God, let fire what? And it consumed them. Glory be to God. So you can see there are things which I believe God is giving hints, eh? That this is, okay, one of these guys is Elijah. Okay? Then it says, verse 6 says, these two witnesses have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. You remember Elijah did the same thing. At his word, it did not rain for how long? Was it 3.5 years? Didn't rain. Okay? They have, then he says that, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood. There's a guy in the Bible who did that. That was Moses. All right? And to strike the earth with all plagues. All right? There's a guy who did that. Moses. All right? So these two witnesses are most probably, of course, one of them is most probably, by all means, Elijah. The second, there's a debate. Some people say it's Enoch. You know, other people say it's Moses. Eh? They say it's Enoch because it is appointed for all men to die. Elijah and Enoch didn't die. So they also must come back and die. You understand? Eh? All right? So because all men have to die at one point. So these two guys didn't die, so they must come back at one point and die. All right? Yes, but, you know, I used to think that way, but now when I read this scripture, I'm like, most probably it's Moses. All right? And interestingly, it is Moses and Elijah who appeared to what? To Jesus at the Mount of Transfiguration. It wasn't Elijah and Enoch. Anyway, all right? Verse 7. When they finish their testimony, the beast, the Antichrist, that ascends out of the bottomless pit, will war against them and overcome them and kill them. Okay? Will their being killed be a victory for the Antichrist? No. They will be killed because Bamaze Emirimu Jawe. You know that song? Bamaze, you know. Yeah. Protestants, I have an issue with them, eh? Bambi, they turned very powerful anointed songs and made them funeral songs. There's some songs which are powerful, man. But not every time someone hears them. You know, like chicks here, you start crying. Because you remember what your maid, you know, who died. All right? Powerful songs, man. When you hear those songs, there's one I heard at someone, you know, is some song, you know, in fact, I wrote down the title and I asked some guys that, can we sing this song? They said, but okay, it's nice, but that song is sung at what? When someone has died. It was about going to heaven and then we see Jesus. What is that song? Anyway, so they will be killed because they will have finished.
their ministry. All right? Their ministry of doing what? Of preaching repentance. And remember, this is in the tribulation. Eh? All right? In the tribulation, but the tribulation, we are here. Okay? And we are going to be part of this ministry, telling guys about God, you know. Eh? All right? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Okay, so they were killed. And verse 8 says, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is spiritually called Sodom and Egypt, where our Lord was crucified. This is talking about Jerusalem. This is why I believe, okay, this Elijah, he's coming back as a Jew. Glory be to God. And I believe he's around. Because we have how many years? Yes. So this is not a kid who's going to be born by a one Elizabeth, who conceives, you know, by a dumb, you know, a guy, you know, who's not talking. Can't say what he wants, just sign language. Okay? Yes, verse 9. Then those from the peoples, tribes, tongues, and nations will see their bodies 3.5 days. Okay? And not allow their bodies to be put into graves. Okay? You will see them on TV. CNN, Ejakubaba, Laga. Right now, they just show you only guys, someone, you know, a stray. But now they're going to show you two prophets dead in Jerusalem. Okay? And those who dwell on earth, by the way, you had better not be among these guys who are going to party when these guys have been killed. Say, and those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry, and send gifts to one another. Because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. They tormented them, number one, with their preaching. Muvemu chivi, what? Mabanawe chivi. All right? And then, of course, with the plagues which they caused to harm our guys. The fire. All right? So they told me, so guys will celebrate, man. All right? Then it says in verse 11, now, after 3.5 days, the breath of life from God entered them, and they stood on their feet. And great fear fell on. But this thing is going to be real. The Bible says that. So guys will be, you know, the two witnesses, Moses and Elijah, I believe, okay, will be killed very soon, in a few years from now. Okay? Like 13 years from now. All right? And then it will be on TV there, and then they will rise up. Glory be to God. They will do what? Will rise up. Okay? Where are we? Yes, and fear, great fear fell on those who saw them. And they heard, these two prophets heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In the same hour, there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. And then it says, in the earthquake, 7,000 people were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. They got saved. Okay, then he says, the second war is past. Behold, the third war, okay, not war, W-A-R, this is a difficult time, a time of great distress, okay? Yeah, the third one is coming. The third one, because now, the third one is now going to be what the Bible calls the wrath of God. After the tribulation, okay, the wrath of God. Now, that one, if you're walking with the Lord, bearing fruit worthy of repentance, you won't experience it. Because you're going to be taken out. Okay? At the rapture. All right? And then those who remain, things are going to be. Now, that is what someone who dreamt, when the Lord is, you know, he had come back, then a few people were ready for him, they were excited. And then all of a sudden, there was great darkness and quietness. And the dreamer knew that now. Okay? What was that? It was now the third war, as in the wrath of God, which John
okay, was telling the people, okay, which Malachi said, okay, will be, that is why Elijah will come before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Do you understand? Eh? Okay, to want people known to be a part of it. Hallelujah. Do I make sense? Eh? Okay. I deliberately decided to go into these things, which maybe we have never taught here, so that you can have a more understanding of what eschatology, you know, the study of the end times. All right, but at least now most of you are convinced, at least that you are here in the tribulation. Eh? Okay, but during the tribulation, there's some other exciting events. Some two guys going to be in Jerusalem, why, you know, then they'll be killed, you know. They will call down fire. They will do, you know, things. Eh? They will be killed. You will see them on TV. And then they will rise up. Glory be to God. In verse 12 it says, and they heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. And they ascended to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. Hallelujah. Now, shortly thereafter, I don't know how many days later, but less than a week, okay, that's when the rapture will also happen. Okay? Because it says that in verse 15, then it says that then, well, I don't know whether it will be on the same day, okay, when they're taken, that the rapture will also happen, but it says that then the seventh angel sounded. You remember the seventh angel? The seventh trumpet? Okay, don't turn there, but Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 talks about seven angels with seven trumpets. Okay, and when you follow up those trumpets, the last trumpet, which is the seventh trumpet, is when it is sounded, that is when the rapture happens. All right, the first six are all the tribulation. Then the seventh, okay, that is when we are raptured. Glory be to God. Okay? You remember that? You know that? Eh? Yeah, but you should remember, you should keep this thing, no? That's why I'm going to read for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die. Okay, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. Which is the last trumpet? It is the seventh trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Glory be to God. All right, so in Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, it says that then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. This is a rapture, eh? Alright? Alright? And he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, the one who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned, and the nations were angry, and your wrath has come. Okay? Seventh trumpet, we are raptured. Okay? And now, the Bible is saying, and now your wrath has come. Okay? Elijah, okay, has already done his work. The ministry of John the Baptist. Eh? Okay? Telling people to repent so that they can escape that day. So that they can escape the wrath of God. Okay? They have been killed. They are, you know, they rose and they've gone to heaven, and now we're also joining them in heaven, and the wrath of God, okay, is now going to come. Glory be to God. Okay, the purpose of the ministry of Elijah is to spare us from the wrath of God. You understand? It is that, you know. Hallelujah. You remember
John the Baptist asked guys that, you brood of vipers, who wants you to flee from the wrath to come? You understand? They were fleeing, you know, they were escaping this. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants me and you to escape it. But he also wants us. God wants our help. God wants what? Our help. He wants us to tell our loved ones, to tell whoever you can, that man, get saved, style up. He wants you to tell those who are saved, who are born again, who are not walking according to the ways of the Lord, to tell them that man, repent, bear fruit worthy of repentance. Okay? For the axe is already laid at the root of the tree. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is going to be cut down and thrown into the fire. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Guys, these things are serious. And again, I tell you, these things are not saying become a fake what? Stop going to the saloon, you know, You shouldn't have a smartphone because those are things of the world. You're just being proud. By the way, do those guys wear rings? Yes, they do. But the ring has to be as in, not what, anything that maybe guys can say, wow. No. On you, there's not supposed to be anything that causes a wow. Because I go malala. There's not supposed to be anything like that. Okay? No, you know, nothing. Okay? They don't dance in their churches. For us, by the way, we dance. I hope you know that. We dance, but we dance in the spirit. All right? I saw you dancing, yeah, you know? Yes, so more, yeah, I saw you booging, what, you know? You know that word? All right? Yeah, you know, nothing. This French cat, what? Zero. Nothing. Okay? I even wonder how those guys, like, vibe there, you know? When, like, if they're single and they're interested in a chick for what? Marriage, eh? Maybe they go with those things, or what? Mukama yakundaze. Mukama yakundaze. Mukama, according to me. Because otherwise, how are you going to tell the chick that you look beautiful, you're nice, you know? Because, man, being a beautiful chick is, you know, so what do they tell them? I'm curious. I should investigate, what? Because you have a nice voice, because now that voice is Malala, you know, it is, you know, I don't know. But some of you know them. You should give us the answers. You make me seem like I'm the what? I'm the only one above 30. You understand Uganda? You know those guys. Even that lady must have been Ezuki. You know that lady who used to. Okay? For gospel, there must have been those. Okay? Glory be to God. All right? So, the nations were angry, verse 18. And your wrath has come. And the time of the dead that they should be judged. Remember, so the dead in Christ will rise first, remember? So these are the dead, the righteous dead. Okay, that they should be judged. Not judged to be sent to hell, judged for the purpose of receiving rewards. The unrighteous dead are not rising at that point. You understand? They're not coming up, you know, at that point. Okay, this resurrection, okay, the rapture, okay, when there is those who are dead in Christ will rise first, is only for the righteous. Again, you hear those who died in the Lord. Okay? So, and the time for the dead, of the dead, that they should be judged. Why? That you should reward your servants, the prophets, and the saints. So the judgment here is for the purpose of rewarding. Glory be to God. Okay, guys, whatever you do, please, do it well for the Lord. You understand? Do it for the Lord. When you're in the worship, do it for the Lord. Don't, you know, don't be there, you got a pastor, akwe gaidi, what, you know, The people who behave like that, okay?
Especially what? Of course, not in this church. But he was telling me that, you know, instrumentalists, you know, it's like there's a spirit which just messes them up. You know, it was, you know, one of you was telling me, you know, and it's good that at least for you are aware, you want that spirit, what? You won't allow that spirit. You know, very, they are just, sometimes you wonder whether they are born again. You know, they are, I don't know, all right? Now you see people who rewards, they are messing up their rewards. That is, if they will even go to heaven. Okay? That is the other thing, by the way. You can't talk about rewards until, you know, someone is really going to heaven. Okay, so, and the time of the dead that they should be judged and that you should reward your servants, the prophets and the saints and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You've gotten the point? You've gotten the message of the day? The Lord is coming back. All right? I wasn't supposed to tell you about giving and tithing. That was just my, you know, but God helped me. At 5:30, a text comes with a dream, you know. But by the way, this is very serious. There were very few people, okay, it's better to be said like this. There were actually, in the dream, there were actually very few Christians going in the rapture. Very few. Meaning that most Christians, according to God's estimate, they were serious. You know, I always think about this whole thing of LAT becoming large. You see, that what is the purpose of a large church? But when 93% are going to hell, what is it? You know, would rather be our, we are how many? 21. Okay? And when we are 21, and when how many of us are going to heaven? 22. You understand? Because if you really love people, care for people, you should, now, like if you're a pastor, you should only want them to join you if you really mean good for them as far as their eternity is concerned. But if it is about the things of tulibanji, you understand? Then because of the money they give, I can have a holiday in Jerusalem. You know. By the way, anyway, yeah, you know. And guys are going to hell. So it means that even you, as in there's something wrong with your thinking. Hallelujah. To be honest, because first of all, and you see, just like in heaven, okay, there are different degrees of glory. You know that. When we go to heaven, and when we come back here on earth for 1,000 years, we're not all going to be the same. That is communism. Okay? Socialism, which Biden and group want to, you know. That we're not going to, we shall all be in heaven, but there will be different degrees of glory. We are all not going to get the same rewards. Okay? Teddy is definitely going to get more rewards than who? Than who? Joan. Okay? Because Teddy doesn't sing as good as Joan. That's why Joan is not in there. John is not in there. Worship team, John. Okay, so we're not going to be the same. Now, in the same way, in hell, but it's there in the scriptures. Hell has also different degrees of glory, different degrees of fire. You see, the Bible says that a man who did the wrong thing but didn't know will get a few what? Stripes. Then that one who knew, and then you understand, you know, you see, people who have been to hell say that in hell, the devils torment, especially people who were once Christians. And they what? They really torment them. You understand? So they are experiencing different degrees of suffering. You understand? Eh? He has different what? Yes. You see, eh? What was I talking about? but you've gotten the point. Eh? All right, let us live holy lives. The Lord is coming back soon. And I sometimes think if we are right on this thing of 14 years, eh, then we are privileged, you guys, as LAT, to have this information. You understand? Eh? So, like, we have a SCAD. Eh? You know SCAD? You. Do you know SCAD? Your pastor, them say what, you know, he's not funky, you know. You know, a SCAD, you remember SCADs? Okay? Samo. Buddha used to have a SCADs. A SCAD is cheating exams, eh? Where you get what? A paper, a sassy. Okay? One of the schools, you know, I had a brother in Marcos. Anyway, so at a certain point, I used to hang out with Marcos, you know, guys, and I went there for coaching, biology, practicals. Eh? Okay? Practicals, man. I'd gotten CCO in mocks. Now, when you get a C in mocks, most probably you're going to hammer an A. And so then O in what? Bios. Eh? And why an O? Because of practicals. Okay, so I decided, I told my dad, now, if I can just sort out this practical thing, you know, we are, you know, good, we are med school. And so he gave me some dime, so I went to Marcos. Now, you know, as you're there, of course, you're doing, you know, practicals, but you are aware of the gizzard chicks, you know, eh? As you tell guys, man, so and so is around, so, you know, you inform your guys that, Christabel, why, you know, they're all, you know. And then so, where was I going with this? Huh? So now while you're there, of course, you're with Marcos guys, eh? Marcos, what? And guys, for them now, for you're burning because you're like, man, eh? Matter of life. Now, this guy, now for you, you burn for 2 hours. Eh? You crack for 2 hours. Now for them, they crack for 1 hour. Then the other 1 hour, against them Chibuga, they're looking for scads. You know, they're looking, not for you, but guys are looking for scads. You know, eh? So anyway, we have a scad, guys, all right? We have a what? A scad. Eh? And so that should help us to what? To really be ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen? God bless you. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.